Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Now, out of this mind-boggling, difficult to understand realm of eternity, God brought our present world into being. In other words, look at Psalm 90. Turn to Psalm 90, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 90, verse 1 and 2. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or before you had formed the earth and the world. In other words, before you even created the physical earth and the heavens, before then, we were dwelling in God. Say, God, you have been our dwelling place even before we saw a physical earth and heaven. You. Were our dwelling place. So, out of the realm of eternity, God created this physical world that we see. Okay, and one day the same God is going to bring to an end this present age. He's going to bring an end to this present age. You know, if we see that this whole universe, and they are still discovering, all of it was living inside God in the realm of eternity, and he released it into our present physical world. If we are able to envision it, although it's difficult, then you will know that the same God from the same realm is going to snuff this present world. And it should not be a difficult thing for God to do. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Because the earth is a very small place. I hope you know that. It's a very small place, oh, very small place. If you look at the rest of the, even the 9 traditional planetary system, 9 traditional ones, they have revised the books. But if you look at the 9 traditional ones, the earth is very small. They are bigger ones with bigger suns and things like that. And they were all living in God. See, that's why when unbelievers say, well, where will you go and all that? I mean, the world, where will you go? They don't understand eternity. They don't understand the realm of God. They will take resurrection of the dead and the judgment of God much more serious. So, after this age is over, this age will be over. We are going to face 2 unavoidable events. The first one is resurrection. And then the second one is judgment. If you have your scripts here, I'm in page 2 now. We are looking at 2 unavoidable future events. The first one is what? Resurrection of the dead. Of course, the second one is what? Eternal judgment. So there are 2 things ahead of this world. The first one is resurrection of the dead. The second one is eternal judgment. Okay? Now, the Bible makes us to understand that just as death became the fate of all men when man fell in Genesis 3, all men are also appointed for resurrection. All men are appointed for resurrection. Let's look at that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. 1 Corinthians 15 and then verse 22. I warned you already that these areas are uncharted territories. They are areas that we don't normally really hear being preached and being taught, very soon we will enter into the book of Revelations. It's a book that people avoid. In fact, when their quiet time is getting towards Revelations, they just change and they go somewhere else because they will be confused. The Bible didn't say confused is the person who reads the book of Revelation. This is a revelation of Jesus Christ. So we must long to know Jesus. We must read the book of Revelations. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. But we see Jesus in a certain realm, eternal realm. But we need to know Jesus. These are things that when we know, they keep us in Him. They keep us on the path of life. They keep us from swaying away from life in God. Because you can sway from life in God and just run after issues about faith and prosperity and pastor. Let's believe for this and things like that. It has got its place, right? But we have to balance it with the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment so that we are kept in Him. We are kept in Him. We are kept in eternal life. Otherwise, the life in us is lost. So we have to feed from revelations and feed from eternity to feed this life. This life which is inside of us. So Revelations 1 says that blessed is the person who reads and who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. It didn't say confused is the person. It says that you are blessed. So do you know what I do? In my office, when I'm even not there, I put in a playing cassette on Revelations. I just play it. Just play it. And when I'm working, I hear Revelations in the background. You know why? The Bible says that blessed is the person who hears it. Yeah. He didn't even say who understands. He said just hear it and you'll be blessed. Easy. Adriana, isn't it easy blessing? Yeah, hear it and you'll be blessed. Or read it. He didn't say understand. He said read it. Just read it and claim your blessing. Hallelujah. You know, there is more to the Christian life than what we are supposed to. Sometimes I feel sad about it, that we don't expose people to all that Jesus Christ taught. All. We do partial. All right. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:22. If you find it, just read it. For the sake of the recording, I'll repeat after you. All right. 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam, all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. He's talking about resurrection. All will be made alive. All those who die, who have died since Adam, they are going to resurrect. Somebody says, Pastor, then you'll be plenty on this head. Yes. Yeah, your mind is starting to work now. But there are exceptions to resurrection. The Bible gives us two exceptions, actually three exceptions. The first one is Christians who do not die. We are still in 1 Corinthians 15:51-53. Let's read that one. 1 Corinthians 15:51-53. Yeah. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, or we shall not all die, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, it's okay. Let's take it a little at a time. So, we shall not all die, but we shall be changed. So, some Christians will not die. Yeah. Those who are dead will be raised, and some will not taste death, but they will be changed. The dead will be changed, and then the living will also be changed. So they will not experience resurrection. Okay? The second people who will not experience resurrection really is Enoch and Elijah. You know Enoch. We know very little about Enoch, but we know one thing about him, that he lived a life of faith, and his faith pleased God. He lived a life of faith, and his faith pleased God. It's because of Enoch that we had, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's because of Enoch, that's why he left us. Okay, so Enoch, you know, walked with God. The Bible says that, and God took him. He didn't let him die. He was a human being, but God took him away. You won't die. Come with me. You walk with God. He was a human being living with other people. Okay, actually, when Enoch was alive, Adam was alive. Enoch learned from Adam. Adam lived for about 930 years. Enoch was born at a time he came to meet Adam. And maybe Adam taught him about the glory realm that they used to be in and things like that. And he believed. He believed in such a manner that Jude tells us that he even prophesied about the coming of Jesus Christ with his saints. Very powerful man of God. So that's Enoch. The second one is Elijah. We know the story from 2 Kings 2:11. He didn't die. God just took him away. He didn't die. So these are exceptions to the resurrection of the dead. If we have to sum it, we will say that all who experience death will experience resurrection. If you don't experience death, you cannot experience resurrection. If you understand it that way, it is going to help. I know that there are people who say things like in the book of Revelations, there were some two witnesses who preached the everlasting gospel and things like that, and they killed them, and their bodies was left in the streets of Jerusalem, and people were sending gifts, and they were doing a holy day. They were happy that these two prophets who tormented the earth were dead. And the Bible says that after a while, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they heard a voice saying that, come up hither, and they ascended up to heaven. They say that those two witnesses are Enoch and Elijah, but the Bible doesn't tell us that. He covers it. Don't try to uncover it. Yeah, let's keep it at that. It's important. Right. So that's the first unavoidable future event, resurrection of the dead. The second one is eternal judgment. And of course, we will look at this in details, greater details, but there are no exceptions to judgment. Both Christians and non-Christians will undergo judgment. There are three judgment seats, eternal judgment seats. We will look at that when we get there. But you will appear before one of them, of the three, every human being, you appear before one of them. The most important thing you need to realize about judgment, eternal judgment, is that it will come after resurrection. In other words, resurrection will happen before we are judged. Resurrection will happen before we are judged. Why is it that resurrection happens before we are judged? Yeah, but they are there. When somebody dies, does the person cease to exist before God? No, he doesn't cease to exist before God. Whether he's an unbeliever or a believer, he doesn't cease to exist. So, why doesn't God judge them? Why doesn't he judge them? For example, when a Christian dies right now, where does his spirit go? To heaven, right? So why doesn't God judge those Christians there Why doesn't he judge them? And they are there. They are awaiting judgment. Yeah. The reason is this. Never forget this. If you don't get anything from tonight, don't forget this. That in God's judgment, we will have to appear before Him, spirit, soul, and body. Nobody will appear before God's judgment as a disembodied soul. In other words, your spirit cannot be judged without your body and without your soul. So, God will wait till He resurrects all the bodies and He gives it to the spirit and says, "And now come." Because we are going to be judged on things done in this flesh, physical life. So you must appear in your flesh to be judged for the things you did in this physical world.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
That's the reason why, if you study the Bible, there will be resurrection of the body before the judgment. So whether your judgment will be before Christ or will be before God, you are going to appear as a tripartite being, as a spirit, soul, body person. Even unbelievers, simple thing. But He will let the sea give up the dead, and they will all come and stand in their bodies before the great white throne judgment. And then He will judge them and send them automatically to Gehenna, the lake of fire. Right. I want us to end tonight. Let's look at what resurrection of the dead is. What is resurrection of the dead? So we just talked about two unavoidable future events, resurrection and eternal judgment. We now want to look at resurrection of the dead. What is resurrection of the dead? And that is where you need to get into Hebrews chapter 4. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4 and then verse 12. I want to use that scripture because one other scripture is a very tired scripture. Tired, T-I-R-E-D. It's a worn out scripture. We use it too much. There are many places where the Bible tells us about man being spirit, soul, and body. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 is one. If you find it, please read it. I'll only repeat after you for recording sake. Of course, read Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Thank you very much. So there we see that there is a division between the soul and the spirit, and then the joint and marrow. Joint and marrow is talking about the body. So man is spirit, soul, and body. And that is what the Bible teaches. The Bible can divide these three things: spirit, soul, and then body. Okay, so what do we say? Man is a tripartite being. We are spirit, soul, and body. Man is actually a spirit, and he has a soul, and he lives inside a body. Okay, now the part of man which will be resurrected is not his spirit or his soul, it is his body. The part of man which will be resurrected is what? His body. Can we all say his body? So when we talk about resurrection of the dead, in the mean, we are talking about resurrection of the body. Resurrection of what? The body. Okay? We are looking at understanding resurrection of the dead. Don't start to say that, well, is a spiritual dead and things like that. In the mean, we are talking about resurrection of the human body. Now, let's turn to the book of Psalm 139, verse 13 to 16. How is God going to do this thing? How is he going to resurrect a decomposed or a decayed body? It becomes one with the earth when we put it in the ground. But we are saying that the body will be resurrected. How will he do it? Psalm 139 verse 13 to 16, David gives us an awesome insight into resurrection. You see, this is what Jesus Christ meant when he said that if you don't know the scriptures, you have a problem with resurrection of the dead. Psalm 139 verse 13 to 16, please read it if you find it. For you have possessed my reins. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And that my soul knows right well. My substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in your book, all my members were written, which in continuous were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. That's another scripture that your mind will not help you with. Says that even when you were fashioning me, I wasn't perfect. You were continuing to fashion me. You wrote my members in your book. Even when there was none of it, you wrote it in a book. Yeah. You see, that is where the Bible says that even the hair on your head has been numbered. He's not talking about presently your hair or something like that. He's saying that, look, there was a record of the number of hair. There was a record. And you will not lose one, even one. No matter how they mutilate your body. Yet in the resurrection, he will compose your hair, the same number. Your nose shape, the same shape. Your face, the same face. Your skin color, the same skin color. Some people think that, well, in heaven, we are all going to be white people. No. No, you will not be a white person in heaven. And we wear jackets. Wear jackets. I haven't seen any angel wearing tie in heaven. They dress like Africans. It's like loose jumper. Am I lying? These people, you can watch CNN and think that America is heaven. And it's only some places where they are having problems. Now you can watch, you think that, Europe, there is no problem there. You talk to the sincere people, they want to come down. If you can cut ticket for them, they will come right now. Yeah. Or CNN, they have a policy. Can't you see the Americans, they have a policy? Yeah. They don't wash their linen in public. It's only Iranian TV who will go and cut those things. Ahmadinejad's TV who will go and cut those things. Come and show you the other side. Because America is always the tough. America will always kill the Japanese and will always kill the Vietnam, but they lost the Vietnam thing. It was a nightmare. But they will give the Vietnam thing as if when the American soldier comes, he kills all the Vietnamese. Anyway, that's by the way. So, God is going to reconstitute each man's body to be exactly the same in physical looks, the same height, the same walkings. Physical looks the same. So he doesn't have a problem with decomposed body if you know the scriptures and the power of God. He doesn't have a problem with that. It's a real thing. In fact, it's more real than you looking at me and me looking at you. Yeah? It's a real thing. So, I want us to end this way. Let us note something very important about resurrection of the dead. That when somebody who has died and has decomposed, you don't see anything about the person. When the person is resurrected in the last day, the person must look exactly like the body that was buried. And if it doesn't look like the body that was buried, there has been no resurrection. Bear that in mind. What comes up should be what was planted. It should be the same. If it is not the same, resurrection has not taken place. Resurrection of the dead is the original person who was put in the earth and has decomposed, coming back in the same form, physical looks. In the same form, physical looks. And we have seen how God is going to do it, because he has records there. And he's going to use his records to constitute them again. And then he puts the spirit within them. Didn't he do that? Yeah. Yeah. He formed man. Man was there. And God did mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. He breathed into his nostrils. If God breathes from his nose, which we know, means that he got close and he breathed into Adam. And Adam's eyes opened. The first face he saw was God's face. When he opened his eyes, bah! He didn't see a mirror. He saw God's face. And he knew, that is how I look like. Yeah. They lived in the realm of glory. So, let's look at Luke 24, verse 39 to 40. Okay, just write it down, or you have your scripts there. You will see that Jesus Christ took the trouble to show to his disciples that his body was the same after his resurrection. He proved to them, it's the same. I have resurrected. It is the same. It's the same body. Okay. So, that is something little about resurrection of the dead. This is just an introductory part, okay? Let's also note something, that there is a difference between being raised from the dead and resurrection of the dead. If somebody dies and a person is raised from the dead, the person will die again. But if you are raised from death, you don't die again. There's a difference between being raised from the dead and being raised from death. Jesus was raised from death. When you are raised from death, you won't die again. If you are raised from the dead, Lazarus, in John 12, the Pharisees were looking for Lazarus to kill him, just because, to let him die again, just because through him many people were believing. Yeah. And they came not just to look at Jesus, but to look at Lazarus, who had been raised from the dead. So they said that, let us kill Lazarus again. And it's possible to do that. So there's a difference between being raised from the dead and then resurrection of the dead. If you are raised from the dead, you will die again. because your body will still be this type, subject to decay. But if you are raised from the dead, you come out with a different body, which is immortal. The body even will not die. Not just your spirit, the body also will not die. And God knows how to do that thing. He did it for Israel in the wilderness. Their legs were growing. If you know the power of God, you will see that all things are possible. Their legs was growing, and their trousers was growing in length with their height and everything. That's God's power. That's God's power. So I want us, ladies and gentlemen, to go and study some of these materials. There are a lot of scriptures in there we haven't read. Please read them, because there is blessing in reading the Word of God. I believe that Jesus Christ wants us to observe all that He taught. All. He didn't say go and teach them part. He says teach them all. Hallelujah.
I hope you've been blessed by the Word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.